leading, his guidance, his direction, Lord, and his help. We pray for help to see, for help to understand, for help to be humble, for help to receive. Please work on our hearts, Lord, because many times so many things contend with us and contend with the word that is sown in us. But we pray that in this one day that we're gathering, the word that is sown will remain with us. It will be the kind of word that triumphs, the kind of word that wins, the kind of word that overcomes, and the kind of word that bears fruit 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold for your glory in the name of Jesus. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you will deal with us. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you will work on our hearts in the name of Jesus. Please work on our hearts and cause us to be fruitful in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. And everybody says, amen.
Amen.
Wow. You may be seated. Be seated. It's a blessing and good to see all of you. Amen. And welcome from everywhere you have come from. Amen. You came from the north, or you came from around the south. I believe that God has blessed you to be alive and has brought you here safely because he has a plan for you.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I believe, wow, Prof. Wonderful. Good to see you. I see AK also at the back. It's beautiful. Amen.
Amen.
Now, how many of you are pastors? Raise up your hand if you're already a pastor. That's it. Okay. What about if you're a minister shepherd? You're a minister shepherd. Okay. Three of you. Wonderful. Right. The rest of you. How many of you want to become pastors or are planning to become pastors? Raise up your hand. Let me see. You're planning to become pastors. Okay. Now, the remaining group, the last group. I assume that some of you are drivers. You drove somebody here. You are babysitters. You came to look after somebody's baby. You are chefs. You came to cook for some of those who came. And then what? Observers. Okay, spouse accompanying their spouses. Okay. Right. But at least no one is a journalist. Because if you're a journalist, I'll just call the president on you. He'll deal with you appropriately. Amen. Right. Now, if you've been in our church for some time, you must understand by now what the vision is. You know, that ours is a church that, by the grace of God, understands, by the grace of God, the heartbeat of God. And God's heartbeat is that no one should perish, but that all should come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen.
Amen.
Now, this is what God wants. This is what the reason why he sent his son. Now, the sending of the son represents the payment of the highest price anyone can pay for anything. You know, the highest price anyone can pay for anything is to give his life for it. You get it? When you die for something, it's the highest price you can pay for it. Because after that, you don't even exist to enjoy the thing. Do you get it? So that is why the Bible equates that with the greatest kind of love. So the Bible says that greater love has no man than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friends. In other words, that's the cap of love, or the ceiling of any kind of show of love. You can't love beyond that. What do you think? Yeah. So those of you brothers who are single, if you are looking for a line that will work. You get it? That will enhance, you know. You can just say, baby, greater love has no man. You can ask some of those who recently got married. Are they here? Yeah. Like Lady Pastor Michelle. Like Moses at the back there. You know, it's Odniel, where is he? He didn't come, right? Yeah, so a good line would be greater love. Greater love has no man than this, that a man should lay down his life for his baby. You ask him, what do you want? You get it. Tomorrow I'm going to work and I'm standing here. It's 4 a.m. I'm still talking to you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friends. Yeah. So, Jesus, the coming of Jesus Christ, is God's attempt to pay the most that can be paid. Do you see? For the redemption, to redeem means to buy back. Do you see? Yeah, to buy back what he lost. Do you see? One of our pastors told me, this was in Ghana. Wow. These are from the north. The north of the west. Okay. You're welcome, Northwesterners. So, one of the pastors was telling me how, this was in Ghana, you know, he was telling me how, I think he said someone stole his phone, his cell phone, you know, and in you know, complex markets where such businesses and transactions occur, when they steal your phone, they sell it to the very next person. Wow. Yeah. So the phone can be stolen and then within a few minutes, it's gone. So there's two owners straight. And the owner, the one who had bought it, was on his way to Kumasi. Kumasi is like the second important city in Ghana. And the person was on his way. He was already on a bus on his way to Kumasi. By the time the owner, original owner of the phone, realized that he had lost it, the guy was already on his way. So he called the phone. And then the guy answered, the new owner. Yeah. He answered it confidently. Then the guy said to him that the phone you're talking on is my phone. You know. And the guy said, what do you mean it's your phone? I have just bought the phone. I'm using my phone. The guy told him that the phone is my phone. He said, no, it's my phone. I bought it. I paid for it. So the guy said to him that you bought a stolen phone. Then the other guy said, all right, show me that it's your phone. What is the proof that it's your phone? So the guy told him to go into the phone, either into the messages or the phone book or, you know, something. Just, and soon the guy realized that the phone belonged to the other guy. So then he told the other guy that, well, but you know, I bought it. You get it? Yeah. So he was explaining to him that, you know, I mean, I can't just give it to you because you say it's yours. You see? So the bus was now coming to a barrier, like a police barrier. Huh? And the guy told the other gentleman that I will offer to come off the bus and wait for you here. You get it? You must come and you must bring. Then he mentioned an amount of money. A solid amount of money. He said the guy should bring it. He'll meet him right there. And then he warned him that if you come with police, you won't see me. You see? So this pastor, you know, because you know how these days we have our everything on the phone. So he really, for the phone numbers, the addresses, his notes, so much on the phone, he agreed to go and meet the guy. So he went to the station and the guy sort of, he found him and they sort of exchanged the money and he redeemed his phone. Yeah? That's right. So that right there is a good illustration of redemption. Wow. Do you understand? Because God created us and actually made us in his image. He made us to look like him. Do you get it? Yeah, and when someone makes, like God, makes you look like him, it's a sign that he is very fond of you. Wow. You know, do you know people like it when you tell them your baby looks like you? Yeah, they just smile. And then, and some people get upset when you tell them the baby doesn't look like you. Try not to say that, especially to ladies. Yeah, if you say that to a lady, usually to her, you are implying a bit more. Do you see? Yeah. But yeah, so God made us, for God to make us in his image, humanity in his image, is a compliment. Wow. For humanity. Wow. That we look like God. Wow. It's just that God is so great that he can't be represented in any one person. Wow. Do you see what I'm saying? He's too great. The human being cannot contain all his expressions. So for us to fully represent God, first of all, we even need two genders to be able to see both sides of God. Do you understand? Yes, we have to see God in maleness, then we have to see God in femaleness. You see, because there are some aspects of God that are well represented in the female. And the other aspect of God is also represented in the male. But no one gender can fully represent what God is like. You get it? Then within the genders, we have temperaments. Do you understand? Because one human being can only contain, just traits. You get it? Yeah, we're just traits. Even with the temperaments, there's no one human being that can contain all of one temperament. You get it? Yeah. Often you can't be just all of one thing only. You can't be like that. There's too much in that. You get it? It will probably destroy you. You see what I'm saying? So you have different mixes and so on. And then within that, we have also within the temperaments, we have different colors of people, different races. Yeah, God can't be represented by the black race only. Can you imagine if the black race represents God? If you won't like to worship him. You see? He wouldn't like to worship God. Yes. Neither can God be represented by white people only. No. There are some aspects of God that come out more clearly in black people. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like what? Is it going, in your presence there's fullness of joy? Isn't it? Yeah. Feelings for people. You know, feelings. Emotions. Do you get it? Yeah. And then there are other aspects of God that are, you know, also better represented in white people. Yeah? Like what? The long what? Train. So like creativity? Yeah. You know, the way we create things... It's like God. Yeah. The way we create things, it's like God, the way God makes them. Do you get it? Look at the way we've made our cars.
That's right.
Our cars actually look like human beings. Is it not true? Yeah. You see the eyes, and then you have the nose in between. The respiratory system of the car. Which is the radiator, isn't it? That's how the car breathes. You get it? The coolant, that whole system, yeah, all the way to the exhaust. You see. So, I mean, there must be traces of. I'm trying not to say godliness because we sort of understand it differently, you see. But maybe godlikeness. What about that? Yeah. You see, there must be something like that in us. The way we do our things. You know, when we have babies, they look like us too. You get it? Yeah. And we like it when our babies look like us. We want them to look like us. We even name them after ourselves. Do you get it? Yeah. Junior. Or if you come from another place, Junior. Junior. You get it? Yeah, because if OR is OR, then if you add it to Juni, you should get Junior. Are you understanding what I'm sharing with you? So God created us in his image. And the Bible says, after his likeness. God must like us very much. You get it? He must like us very much. The human being represents one of the highest creations. Everything else, every other being, every animal, everything that was made by God was spoken into being. When it came to the human being, he actually formed him. The Bible says, out of the ground, out of the dust, the Lord God formed man. Amen. Do you understand? You see, every other human, every other being, animals, plants, and so on, were spoken into being. They were not made out of anything. But man was made out of something that had already been made. Do you get it? So man is a little more refined than other things, because the man is like two steps. After the earth had been created, then dirt and sand and everything had been made, then out of that, God formed the man. Do you understand? Yeah. Then after he formed the man, out of the man, he formed the woman. There you go. Yeah. So perhaps maybe they're a little more refined than us. You get it? Yeah. It's possible. It's possible. It's possible. It's possible. More processing. Are you getting the picture? Yeah. And so God gave man dominion over everything he had made. God gave us the ability to, he even gave us the power. He gave man the power to name everything he came to meet. Do you get it? So it is man that named all the things he came to meet. Animals, different types of animals, different species of animals. You know, God is so infinitely great that anything he makes, you get it, which represents a small aspect of himself, there has to be so many different kinds. If you look at the animals, for example, we have to think about dogs. Then you start going to types of dogs and going to colors of dogs and going into different species. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, and that's just the dog family before you go into the cats. You get it? Yeah. And then they go into cats, and then after that you go into rats. Yeah, rats and rodents, like rats, mice. You get it? Yes. The other day I saw a squirrel. Then shortly after that I saw, what do you call this one that's in Jamaica? It's just slightly longer. No. It fights snakes. Mongoose. Yes. You know, I saw a squirrel, then shortly after I saw a mongoose. And it's like an if you were to make a squirrel into a limo. You get it. If you were to make like a squirrel limo, you would get a mongoose. Yeah. You see, so God is the one who makes things like that. He's the one who makes one a little short. Then he says, let's make another one. Then he says, extend midsection a little bit like that. He says, let's make another one. He says, the pause. Okay, this one will be divided into four. Next one, three. You see, then next one, two. You get it? Then this one, let's give it shoes. You see, I mean, this is God at work. Yeah. You see, that is why you cannot reject people because they are different. You cannot. When you do that, it shows the smallness of your mind. You get it? It shows that there is not enough of that part of God in you. You get it? Look at it. Look at us human beings. Is it not amazing that we can still invent things? Yeah, that, I mean, as long or as old as the human race is, and as long as human beings have been in existence, we've been inventing things, and we are not done inventing things. Can you imagine that? It means that whatever brain that God gave us, that power, you see, what it is that perhaps our creativity is also like God's infinite, but our lives are not long enough. Did you see? Yeah, because our lives have been shortened severely by sin. You get it? Yeah, so our lives don't seem to be long enough, and so every generation is only capable of pushing things forward just slightly, then they have to go. You get it? Yeah, and then the next generation just comes and starts from where they went, and then just move it forward slightly, you know, from the prehistoric man. You get it? Yeah, the man that used to walk around, you know, Yeah. You see, yeah, the caveman who used to walk around from that guy who started making tools, you know. Yeah, and so from that guy up to now, it's been so many years, and we don't even seem to have moved far enough. Yeah. We haven't moved far enough. I mean, if you consider that leather clothes were invented by Adam and Eve, it's God who made the first clothes. You get it? Yeah. That's it. And up to now, you see, we haven't moved forward too much. The pace has been slow. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah. So, I think that man is a very precious being to God, you know. And when God came to the Garden of Eden and he saw that someone had come between him and his creation, then he was greatly disappointed. And he said to Eve, "What is this that you have done?" Yeah, because many times you don't know the implications of what you have done. What you have done has deeper implications, you know. And that is why you should be thankful. If you are doing something and someone tells you stop it, you get it? Especially if you are acting, you know, inspired by your emotions. Do you see? Yeah. If you're doing it in anger, doing it because you're upset, you know, and any of those type of emotions that only utilize a small percentage of your, you know, you know that, yeah, you know that you don't need a lot of brain power to cry. Yeah, that's why even uneducated babies cry. They haven't been to school before, they can cry. You see the thing. So you don't need a lot of, you know, yeah. So usually those feelings don't use a lot of, what's the word? I'm trying to, neurons. Yeah, they don't, I'm talking about the processing power. Do you get it? Yeah, the processing power. You know, you see that it's not in a lot of those kinds of things. And so when you have somebody, when you get someone who tells you, stop it. And someone tells you, it's enough. Someone says, okay. You should try to flow with it. You get it? Because often the deeper implications of what you are doing, they are hidden from your eyes. Do you get it? If Eve could understand that little conversation she was having, which at that point seemed to be like it's about someone who is tricking you. You see that? Because the devil is the one who told him, or told her, that he's deceiving you. You see, he's deceiving you. He's making you believe something that is not real. You know, and I see that the devil always gets between people. He gets between good relationships and starts to minister individually to the parties involved. That's right. And it's across all lines. Pastors, church members, husbands, wives, parents, children, church members, their pastors, elders, different, just all over the place. At any level possible, just to talk to the other person and misrepresent actions, misrepresent words, make things look bad which were meant to be good. Do you understand? Yeah. If you listen to two people quarreling, you know, because I've been, you know, these days I do text counseling. Two people are quarreling, I just create a group. Let's quarrel right here. Usually, the main advantage is that one can speak without being interrupted. You see what I'm saying? There's no emotion there. Yeah, some of it, you see, they try to put emojis. But that, you see that red head, it doesn't do anything. You can put this. Doesn't do anything. Yeah. You see, at a point, one of them was saying to me, please, why don't you call us? But I said, no, if I call you, we will not talk. If I call you, even texting, I say, look at how you are texting. That text is like, you can't even text. You have more to say, it's not coming fast enough. So I say, stay on the text. If you call, I won't answer. Yeah, this is where we are. You talk, she talks, and I talk. Yeah, that's how it is. You know? Yeah. So, it is working. Right? But why did I say that? Crisscrossing. You get it? And I was saying that if you were about the same thing, then this one says, this one did this and that and that and that. You get it? That's what. Then the other one explains the same thing. You get it? I did this and that because of this and that and that. It is too wonderful. You get it? That this one action that you are basing your argument on to say it is this, that, that. You get it? In a lot of language, it means this, that, that. That's what the person also meant. I tell you. That's why at a point you just have to. Look, it's not going anywhere. Just forgive. Just forgive. You get it? And if you try to go into everything issue by issue, it will be like trying to kill a tree by climbing it and picking all the leaves. That's how it is. You have to climb the tree and pick the leaves one by one by one by one by one. And you will find in the process that as you are doing it, more are growing. Yeah? There's more issues are created by going into the issues. At a point. You get it? So the way you kill a tree is to just cut it at the base. When you leave it, the leaves will just die by themselves. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah. So, anyway, so I was talking about how the devil gets in between people, which is what he did with Eve. And he went and told Eve that what God told you is not the real reason. Do you understand? Watch out for people who try to let you see what is not obvious. Do you get it? Yeah, who try to see something that you are not seeing that. I'm talking about evil things. You get it? Some people use their gift of revelation. Do you get it? To reveal negative things that hurt. Do you understand? Yeah, that's why the Bible says where there is no tale bearer, do you know, it says that the fire goes out.
Yeah.
You get it? So a tale bearer is a fire sustainer.
Wow.
Is one who maintains the fire and keeps it ablaze by telling the tale. Do you get it? Think about it. If I say, or if before I came here, I said you were stupid. You see, I've said it. You are stupid. But you don't feel hurt by it. I said it 2 hours ago. You are still not hurt. Do you get it? The reason why you are not hurt is not because of what I said. It's the hearing of what I said that hurts you. So if there's no one to take what I said to bring to you, what I said, I can say it a million times over. you'll still be okay. So then the one who is hurting you is not the one who said it. The one who is hurting you is the one who told you what was said. That is it. That's what it is. Yeah. Because I said, since the morning that I said you're a fool, nothing has happened. It's only this evening as we got here and Tailbearer got into action that your head has actually begun. Yeah. So the Bible says where there's no tailbearer is, he says the fire goes out. There's a fire, but it goes out. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah? So watch out for people who make it their business to reveal things. Do you get it? Yeah. Even the fact that someone talks behind your back should encourage you that when they have to talk about you, it's behind your back. Do you get it? So the one who wants to bring it from behind your back to your front, that's the one who is, you know, and you see that usually the person appeals to you and makes it look like he rather is the helper. That's classic Adam and Eve, Garden of Eden scenario. You get it? Yeah. Because the serpent is the one who came and said that. Did God say you shouldn't eat anything? And he said that he has a different reason. You get it? Because God doesn't want competition. God is afraid of you. You get it? That when you eat it, you become wise. Just like him. He wants to be the only wise God. Immortal, invisible, the only wise God. Yes. He wants to maintain those standards. That is why he has hidden this thing from you. You know, and that it's not true. It's not true. It's not true. How can everything here be good and only this one be bad? There is something in it. There is something in it. You get it? Then suddenly it makes you forget everything. The one who helped you. You get it? The one who gave you a job. The one who formed you. Who formed you means the one who helped you to become a pastor, to become a shepherd, to become a choir person. I mean, some of you, you even had the gift of song, but you didn't know what to do with it. Just so-so bathroom singing, bathroom singing, bathroom singing. And even that one, your landlord was about to throw you out. Yes, for this same gift. Yeah, this same gift that has now made you a star in the church. You get it? But your landlord was going to throw you out because of that gift. That you disturb at night. And early in the morning when they are trying to sleep, you are singing all the time. Do you get it? But the one who has formed you, who formed you out of the dust, he formed you, you know. And then you go and hear a story from somebody else and you believe it over everything that person had done. The Bible said God took the man that he had made and he put him in the garden. The garden was planted by God. That's what the Bible says. The garden was planted by God. God planted the Garden of Eden. Its design, everything was God. Then he took the man and dropped him in what he had planted. The guy forgot all of that. Do you see what I'm saying? Similarly, he formed the woman. Then he took the woman and brought her, made that connection. I don't know why people have a problem when we sort of connect people. It's God-likeness. Yes, yes, yes. It's God. God who does things. God took Eve. You get it? And brought her to Adam. You get it? Yeah. And asked Adam, tell him, what do you think? Yeah. You get it? Yes. Yes. And Adam was bound to like the woman because she was made for him. You get it? According to the Bible, it says the man was not made for the woman, but the woman was made for the man. Wow. So women have more things about them that men like. Do you understand? Yeah, it's like men like a lot of things about women. I don't think even women understand it. You get it? Yeah, they don't understand it. It's like as you are walking, you don't know that their body parts and so on that are actually very interesting to a guy. Huh? Very, very, very. You get it? Huh? No, seriously. That, you know, it's difficult for some ladies to comprehend. I mean, why maybe certain parts of their body and so on are so interesting to someone. Do you get it? But it's because the Bible says she was made for the man. For the man. Do you get it? That means that, I mean, what went into her making, you get it, took into account what the guy likes. That's the whole point. That's the whole point. You see? Yes. Oh, absolutely. You see? Absolutely. You see? So you see that. There's something inside the guy. You see, if you were walking around, if you were walking and you were holding a bone in your hand and there was a dog here, you see, you may not understand why it's staring at you. Did you get it? Yeah. You may not understand why. Why? And also, why is the dog looking and the cat is not looking? You see what I'm saying? But it is because there's something in the dog that responds to this thing you are holding. Yeah. You get it? So if you're a smart lady, you handle yourself well. Do you get it? And you, with that understanding, also you use it well. Do you understand? Yeah, you use it well. And... You get it? Yeah. I mean, some people will not, they will not, you know, I mean, some people, they don't understand. Why should it be that I was made for somebody? It's like, the day we have chickenism. Chickens are going to say that. How is it that we are made to be eaten by? You see. But that is what happened. So she was made. She was brought to the man. And the man was very pleased. You get it? And the Bible said that. He said, this is bone of my bone and flesh. Then he says she shall be called woman because she's taken out of man. Do you get it? Yeah, as long as you are taken out of man, man will be chasing you for what belongs to him. That's it. That's it. Yeah, that is what makes homosexuality a perversion. Yeah, because look at it. Because she was taken out of man. So this guy is going back for what he... Yeah. You see the thing? Yeah. It will always be like that. And God has creatively worked it all out that this going after this thing is what keeps the world populated. So if you ever thought the world was going to run out of people, it won't. You see the thing, yeah. Yeah, so if you want a job, work with babies. You will always have a job. Always. You see the thing. Yeah. So, back to what I was saying originally. So my original story is that this creature that God loved so much is the one who fell prey to the devil's subtlety. You get it? Look, Genesis chapter 3 and verse 1, the Bible says, what it took to deceive man and to get him out of his place is what the Bible calls subtlety. Can you see? That the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord had made. And he said to the woman, you get it? So this here is an encounter with the devil's subtlety. You see the thing? Yeah. So you must not underestimate the devil's subtlety. Do you get it? If you think that when the devil comes to attack you, he's going to come wearing some horns, maybe wearing what, hoofs, will have a tail. No, they used, when we're kids, so they used to have the pictures of the devil. He will be wearing a suit with hoofs. You see, all those pictures don't tell us where the devil really is. Subtlety means that, you know, he can engage you without you knowing that you have been engaged by him. Do you get it? And it's subtle. It has to do with the mind. You get it? It has to do with your perceptors, your ability to catch it. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, that's how he is. You get it? And it is through this that he made man give up his place. Do you understand? And then that began a journey for God. And God started trying to buy back his person. To redeem man. You know? So throughout the Old Testament, you see all the efforts that God is making to restore that fellowship with man, you see. But you can see that something very serious has happened to man. He has changed. So then God decides to send his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. So in the New Testament, Jesus Christ, his story begins. He's born, and then he lives, he preaches, and he dies. Then the process of buying man back begins. Amen. And that is salvation. And it was Jesus himself who told us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That God can get man back to where he was before through an encounter with Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you get it? That is the message of salvation. And this is what God has engaged all of us Christians to go and let the whole world know. Amen. Do you understand? Amen. He's all of us who have experienced salvation through this blood have been commissioned to go out and let the world know that this is it. So we as a church are just trying to follow that. We are just trying to follow what the Bible clearly teaches as the main thing on God's heart, which is to get back the creature he lost through sin. Do you understand? Because he has paid the price once and for all. He has paid the price once and for all. And the price, the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. Sins don't go away without the shedding of blood. So he shed his blood so that the sins can be atoned for. The sins can be paid for. Do you get it? So now God is looking for people to utilize what has been paid for. Do you get it? Because the blood of Jesus has enough power to take away the sins of the world. Yeah, the Bible calls him the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. So the blood of Jesus Christ has the capacity to take away more sins than it has already taken away. Do you see what I'm saying? Yes. There is more power waiting in the blood of Jesus to wash more people. And God needs people to go out and let the world know that this right here is the good news for the world. It is good news for the world that we don't have to continue in our sin. We don't have to continue in our wickedness. We don't have to continue living the way we have lived. The blood of Jesus, if it is given a chance, will wash the world from its sins. Do you get it? And give the world a chance to know peace, which is what the world is looking everywhere for. Are you getting what I'm saying? The human being is so destroyed by sin, you know, and it shows in all the wicked things we do. All the wicked things we do, unimaginable things, inventing new forms of evil. Hey! You know, I was watching a movie the other day on the plane, and it was a movie about, what's the guy's name? He's a drug guy in Colombia. What's his name? What? Pablo. Hey, the guy was wicked. I mean, the people who worked for him, you go do some deal or something like that, because he couldn't move around a lot. He couldn't move around a lot because he was wanted. So he's on his ranch and he's there. And when the people go and they come back and they say things, bring stories. And they come and say that they were caught or this, that. And then he was telling one of the guys, I sit here. He said, I sit here. And the guy had come, the guy had spotted, was wearing a, you know, gold watch and some chains around his neck and so on. The guy was just saying, I'm sitting here, you are walking around enjoying life, yes, you know. You won't believe it. Then he gave some signal to his guys. Then they caught the guy, you know, they tied his neck with something. Then another one pulled a chainsaw. And they started the machine. Then the guy started begging that they should shoot him. Yeah, he said they should shoot him. No. Then they made a mark on his belly. Yeah, that's where they were going to cut. Then they brought the machine. And the camera went off.
Wickedness.
Yes. You get it? But whoever made that movie... You see, whether he was telling a true story, if he was telling a true story, you know, then it just shows you how wicked a human being is. You see, but even if he's not telling a true story and it's fiction, for you to be able to imagine that, so there's no escape. Do you get it? Whether it is true or it's fictional, it shows the capability of human beings. What human beings can do, I tell you, and it's not changing. Only the blood of Jesus. Amen. Only the blood of Jesus. Amen. It's wired into us. As more people are being born, more people who are capable of doing such things are being included in the human race. You know, so our work doesn't end. Do you get it? And God is looking for more and more people, older people, and especially younger people. Yes, because the work is not ending. You know, when we started this church, maybe some 20-something years ago, you know, the people who came to Sunday school, you see, those who came, usually we don't count those people among the sinners. Is it true or false? You get it? Like Pastor Kwesi, I don't think you count your children among the sinners. You don't think they need evangelism. Yes. You get it. So all those little children, prof, your kids, all those people who were little children back then, now they are 27 years old. They have joined the pool of sinners in a full way. Yeah? And God is looking for more and more and more people to tell the world Amen. That Jesus is the answer. Amen. That Jesus is the solution Amen. To this problem. Amen. That the blood of Jesus is a recurring solution to the problem of sin. The recurring problem Amen. Of sin. Amen.
Amen.
And that's the message of the church. And that literally is the message of our church. That we would go out and tell people and we would build churches, because when we the Great Commission says we must make disciples, the fruit, and the fruit must remain. Do you get it? Yeah. So to keep the preserving place or the preservative or preserving agent of the fruit is the church. Do you understand? The church is a kind of refrigerator where we store the souls that have been won. Because if we leave them outside, they are going to rot. They will go bad. That's why every church is like a refrigerator. And that's why the temperature in the church must be right. If it's the same as outside, then there's no point in bringing the people in. So the word of God must be strong in the church. There must be preaching in the church. There must be worship in the church. There must be Holy Ghost speaking in tongues, spiritual things. These are the determinants of the conditions in the refrigerator. That's right. These are the things that make it worth putting anything in it. But if the temperature inside is just like outside, then there is no point. There is no point. So planting of churches, we believe with no apologies to anybody that Jesus Christ wants us to go out, win souls, plant churches. That's the vision. I don't think that God sent his son to die so that we can have a car. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Ours is not a bless me church. We believe in blessings. Do you see? Yeah, we believe in blessings, but that's not the reason. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, it's not that. It's like calling a workplace that's a salary work. A salary workplace. No, 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 no. They are providing a service or doing something to help people, and the salary is a byproduct of it. As long as they keep doing it, they don't even have to beg for salaries. I don't know if any of you has to beg for your salary, but if you beg for your pay, you're working in the wrong place. It's an NGO. No, you don't. Once you do the work, the pay will come. The pay will come. John chapter 15 and verse 16, it says that you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Look at it. John 15 and verse 16. Yeah, it says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Isn't it? You know, you have not chosen me. I have chosen you. It means between you and me, what I think matters more than what you think. Do you understand? Because there's a choosing. You get it? But he's saying there's a difference. The difference is just changing who chose who. Are you getting it? Anywhere that is respected, it always makes a difference. Even in a marriage, if you can identify who chose who, it will balance the power. It will show who has the final word, who has the final say. It will just show whose word matters more in that arrangement. It's just who chose who. So he said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Do you get it? Yeah. So what I have to say is very important. More than your feelings, more than what you think, I have chosen you and ordained you. Do you get it? Huh? And then the purpose that you should go and bring forth fruit. That's the purpose for your ordination. And it's the purpose for your choosing. Do you get it? That you should go and bring fruit, forth fruit. And you can see that the bringing forth of fruit is actually predicated on going. Do you see what? You can't stand in one place and bring forth fruit. You say, you gotta go. And bring forth fruit. That's one part. Then that your fruit should remain. This is what makes you start a church. That your fruit should remain. Do you see what I'm saying? Now watch this. You can see that after that, you don't have to beg for your pay. Whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Do you get it? Yeah. So we are not ashamed at all when we emphasize church planting, soul winning, talking about it all the time, trying to do it, you know, even in a very difficult place. We are trying to have outreaches. You go on outreach, nobody will mind you. Nobody will, even the people who are supposed to come, so you go and not be minded. Even they won't come. You get it? As though not being minded is not bad enough. Even the ones who are supposed to accompany you to go and not be minded, they will also not come. Yeah. But we are not going to stop. Because it is the reason for our choosing. It is the reason for our ordination. He has ordained us that we should go and bring forth fruit. You know, and don't start saying that this is for pastors because you saw the word ordained. Do you get it? Can someone look up the word ordained so that we can understand it once and for all? You get it? Because as soon as you go into that, then you are going to push this also over to the pastors. You get it? Yeah, you're going to push the bottom part over to the pastors. It's only pastors who ask and should ask God for things and have them. Do you find it, Reverend Francis? Yes. What does it say? Ordained.
Ordained. Make a priest or minister, confer holy orders on, and then some synonyms, appoint, anoint,
appoint,
anoint,
consecrate,
install,
invest,
induct,
and induct.
Yeah.
Right. But you see, he says to make somebody a priest, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Priest or minister.
So God has made us priests. He has made us priests. Do you get it?
Yeah.
Once you become saved, once he chooses you, his aim is to make you a priest. And his aim is to send you to go bring forth and that your fruit should remain so that whatever you ask of the Father, he may give it to you. Do you get it? Now, I know that we like to start from the bottom. That if God will give us whatever we ask for, then we will try to let the fruit remain. We say that actually if people can see that God is answering our prayers, it will make them remain. The more they remain, the more we will go and bring forth more. You see. And if we keep going, then this is going to change. Then we will choose him. That's how Chris. So you can see the most popular churches today are bless me churches. Yeah. Bless anything. Lord, bless my cross. Bless my earrings. Bless my cell phone. Bless my hair. Bless my this. Bless my that. My wig. Bless. I mean, anything that I own, you gotta bless it, Lord. Bless it. Yes. The most popular meetings are the meetings that promise that God is going to do something. Here. This is what we use to draw people. Do you get it? But for what? Because this is not just standing on its own. Do you understand? Yeah, you can see there's a colon that precedes it. That means it's a product of this. It's this that gives birth to that. Are you getting the picture? Yes. So if you're a member of our church, this must be your heart. Otherwise, you get tired of our preaching. You get tired of our things. You get tired of our offerings. You get tired of, you know, today they say Mission Sunday. Next one is Healing Jesus Sunday. Huh? What? Global Healing Jesus. And then the other one, Ben MP Sunday. You get it? I'm a member of Ben MP. Now I'm a Healing Jesus partner. Now I'm a Ben MT. There's also Ben MMY. Ben different. Yeah. If you don't understand these things, if this is not in your heart, you won't understand why we need and use money. Yeah, you won't understand it. Yeah, but you see, to start, go. Yeah, our need for money starts from here. Yeah. That's why we're always looking for money. Yeah, that's it. That's the problem. Because he said we should go. The Great Commission is an international commission. Go ye into all the world means you start with a passport. You get it? It means God expects you to have a passport. So receive a passport, whatever passport that you need. Yeah, just if for not for nothing, just for fulfilling the Great Commission. Yeah, you get it. You can see that it takes money. You get it. Bring forth fruit that the fruit should remain is going to cost money. Yeah, storage costs money. Do you get it? Even if it's public. What is it called? Public storage. Yeah, just to go and put your thing somewhere. It costs money. Yeah. So if you're a church that is working, it is churches who are not working. They are the ones who don't need money. Yeah, they are not doing anything. They just need a little something to pay the light bill. And then that is it. The building has been built already. It was 1900, it was built. You get it? Yes. It's there. It's paid for. Those who pay for it are dead. You get it? So as the pastor is in it, there's no stress. It's not built. You get it? Yes. It's just a little something to keep it warm and then to turn the light on. Yeah. So offering is very optional. Tithing is optional. Yes, benevolence. You get it? So just leave it. I said, when people wish, whenever it is, if God touches them something. Yeah. You see, it's one type of church. But any church, any Christian who takes this thing up seriously, you take two steps and you realize that, no, you need money to be able to do it. And God will give us. Amen. Yeah. Even if you don't give your money, God will give us. Amen. God will fund his projects. Yes. You know, the Bible says, he that spared not his only begotten son, but gave him up for us, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? God didn't send Jesus to die to begin a project that he had no plans to fund. Do you get it? Jesus Christ was the down payment. Wow. You get it? Yeah. It was the deposit. Wow. Yes, on the project. And he paid a huge deposit to show us that the rest is nothing. The rest is nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing. Hallelujah. So join the vision. Join the vision. Amen. Let that be in your heart. Amen. Let it enter your very core. Amen. Let it be your life's mission. Amen. That I live to fulfill God's work and God's promises and God's reason for sending his son into the world. I will not make Jesus look like a fool. Yes, I will not let his blood go waste. But as long as God gives me strength, I will do it. And you will see that you have your strength and everything. It's just for a season. Yeah, it's just for a season. Just, you know, recently I went to visit my mother, and as I was looking at her, and, you know, she was either saying she was tired or she was complaining about some pain or something like that. And it just occurred to me, look, my mother, my mother is a mover. She can move. She doesn't know how to sit in one place. You know, yeah. So for her to be there, I realized that, you know, really everything is just for a season. Yeah, it's just for a season. Can you not see how old you are already? Hey. Huh? Was it not, mommy? Was it not just a few years ago that you used to wear a dress with a bow on the back? Yes. With your black shoe, the thing that goes on there, with your white socks and the lace that was up there. Yeah? I'm sure even the socks is not lost. It can be found. It shows you it was not that long ago. Now you're already somebody's mother. Yes. Someone who is old enough to tell someone you are her mother. It means you can't escape. It doesn't depend on you anymore. Now she will tell other people that you are her mother. It's very short. Do you get it? And by the time we're through, there will be even more sinners. Yes. So you realize that then really, what is it? Ours is just to do our part in our time as God enables us. That is all it is. Do you understand? Yeah. And that's why the devil wants to load our lives and our time with clutter. Yes. So that the clutter and the dealing with the clutter alone engages you so much that you can't really do the thing. That's why you see people who run 100 meter hurdles, they don't run it as fast as people who run the regular 100 meters. You know why? Because every few steps you have to jump over something. Every few steps you have to jump over something. Every few, and sometimes some people even fall. They just fall. Obstacles. Yeah. And you see, sometimes the church cannot run fast because people have made the thing into a hurdle. Even people who must be running with us and cheering us on have become the hurdle. Yes. And they trip us. People who have been in church long enough, who should be helping us bring more people, we now have to go back and carry them like babies in the church. So petty. They are offended by everything in the church. You didn't do this. You didn't do that. You didn't do this. You didn't do that. Come on. Things that have nothing even to do with the race. It's just clutter. 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 Just load the thing with clutter so that it can delay. It can't move fast. You get it? It can't accomplish much. But the time is passing. Because you know that's the essence of traffic. The essence of traffic is that you are moving, time is passing, but you're not going far. That's traffic. Yeah. What traffic does is that it thwarts your progress while you can't control the passage of time. You see, it should have been that you have a button in your car. When the car stops, you stop the time. So the time you spend in the traffic is not counted. But unfortunately, the day is going. It's because you started at 8, it's now 9, it's now 10, it's 11. Your time is finishing, but you are not accomplishing much. Yeah, because of the clutter. So much in the road. That is what is causing that. May God open our eyes to see every clutter and to see time wasters. Yeah. Whether it is people, it is circumstances, problems, issues, May God give us eyes to see Amen. The things that are sent just to sap our energy and just to render us fruitless and useless in our time, while our time passes by. While our time passes by. Hallelujah. There's a lot of work for us to do. God has a lot of work for us to do. And we will do it.
Amen.
We will do it.
Amen.
See, our work here in the Bay, in the West Coast is new. You get it? It's relatively new compared to what we've been doing on the other side. And I'm looking for the day when the West Coast will also be saturated Amen. With a different group of people, Amen. Pastors Amen. With passion, eating up the country from the West in.
Amen.
Yes. And it's going to happen.
Amen.
It's going to happen. Because not too long ago, we couldn't have had a camp like this. Like, couldn't gather just pastors and shepherds and potential leaders like this. We couldn't have done that. You get it? Because our numbers were about 12 and 10 and all this, you know. But now look at it. It's coming together. Amen. Though it tarries, it will come to pass. Yeah, let's just speed it up. Let's just speed it up. Everybody needs to get a kind of spiritual ways. You know ways which shows you how to avoid the clutter. Yeah. How do you avoid it? Just so you can get there a little faster. Just a little faster. That's all. We just want to be able to do a bit more faster. That's it. Yeah, that's all. Because there's not a whole lot we can do.
That's true.
Do you get it? There's not a whole lot that as people are being born, more sinners are being made. You get it? Yeah. And now the devil is trying to even corrupt it, you know, in the house, how it's made, under what circumstances it is made, what it comes to meet. You get it? So that the thing is now getting more and more complex. But you know, where sin abounds, grace abounds the more. Amen. Grace abounds more. God will give us grace. God will give us grace. God will help us. And we will fight on. Build solid churches. Yes, we will have them all over, I tell you. Yeah, you see them when you see this church that maybe it looks like 10 people, 15 people, you won't respect it. But I tell you, it will be all over the place. Here a little, there a little, here a little, there a little. When we bring it all together, the enemy will be surprised. Where have these people come from? Who are they? Where have these people come from? This is what is on our Father's heart. You get it? This is what is on Bishop's heart. This is what is on our Heavenly Father's heart.
Amen.
Jesus, out of his own mouth, he said, God sent not his son to condemn the world. He's like, stop that wrath. You get, stop that nonsense. Stop misinterpreting why God sent his son. You get it? Yes. And you can't trust anybody more than the messenger who was sent himself. I'm sent to come and give you pizza. When I come, you're arguing with me about why I came. What is wrong with you? What I say I came to do is what you must believe. I'm the one who came.
Yeah.
So the one who came told us why he came. And he told us what is not the reason why he came. You get it? He says so that anybody who believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So our job is to activate the anybody. It's to make the anybody everybody. Yeah, so that we can have more anybodies. More anybodies. Because if they touch him, they will be saved.
Amen.
They will be saved. Hallelujah. Amen. Lift up your hand to the Lord and pray that God will use you. God will make you fruitful. That you will join the fight. You will join the battle. You will join the fight. You will join the battle in the name of Jesus. Yeah, just pray and say, Lord, please include me. Please give me my place. Please give me my place. Oh, Jesus. Mama Shatalia la Baba. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Bikolo Shenderia la Baba. Yes, Jesus. Mokotoli Mamo Shandada Bala Baba. Mikodo Setelin Bresh Neria la Baba. Mikabaya mo sati bolo shende brastakandaria rababaya mushata balababa ikadarababaya mushateria rababa in de sten doru musotoria rababo shabakataya. Jesus, Jesus, fruits, Lord. While you are calling others, using others, Lord, please help us, Jesus. Mikotoro mushataria la babala mashendera. Mikabolo mushaka farababa mushindeke farababa. Mikotolo mushindeke farababa mushindeke farababa la babala la babala. Imolo senderi bekatari ala babo shenderi ala mikabo shenderi ala mamo seteri ala baba. Jesus miketeri ala babara bala babala baba. Ikabolo shneli amolo shneli ala babara bala babro shneli. Ibala babara babro shenderi ala babro seteri ala babala babala babara baya. Ibu sukutuli bale 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 shenderi ala baba. Iba la baba la baba la baba la baba la shendia buru shendia buru shendia bala baba ya. Ika mulu seteri ala baba shenderi ala baba buru shenderi. Iba la baba la baba la baba la baba shendia bala baba. Iba ya bala baba buru shendia. Imuru shendia bala 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 buru shendia bala baba la bala baba. Ikabala babala bala 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 shenderi ala baba la bala 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 bala. Inare bala 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 shenderi bala shenderi ala bala shenderi. Ikamolo shenderi ala bala 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 shenderi bala. Ikanuru shenderi bala bala shenderi bala bala. Ibala mamu seteri. Jesus. Beka moro shamale baba la babo shne aba e bala bala baba shandari ala baba. Yes Lord, yes Lord, ma shabara baba e mala baba la baba la mala baba shandari ala baba la bala 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 baba la e kanari ala baba la bala baba la shandari ala baba la bala baba la bala 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 baya e moro shandari ala baba bala baba. Jesus, make in the Riala Mashandria, the Baba, lift up your hand and say, Lord, please use me, use me, use me, use me, use me. There's gonna be a great awakening.
There's gonna be a great revival in our land. There's gonna be a great awakening. And
West Coast, yes. Lord, that
use us, that you will make us fruitful in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will give us the heart, the same heart that our Father has. Let that heart be in us. Let that mind be in us. Let that spirit be in us. Let that passion be in us. The same zeal, the same life you have given him, the same interest you have given him for the gospel, let that be in us also. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you blessed tonight? Are you glad you came for this? It's a really short meeting, you know. Usually when you want to have a good meeting, you try to let people not travel. There should be at least one day where nobody's traveling, because the traveling always disrupts the thing in a way. And it's like we all don't come together anyway. So there's some people who have to leave, some people who have to come later, and so on. But it's okay. We utilize what we have. What do you think? Yeah, we just use what we have. And the Bible says God can save by many and he can save by a few. You get it? So we pray that God will bless the few hours we spend here. Amen. To impart something. Amen. That will cause us to go forth and be a source of a great awakening. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Right. Okay, we're going to take a break and go to bed, and we should just, it's 11:30. Wobba wops, but some of you have started already. So, as a wise preacher, I have to end. Okay. So what we'll do is we'll come back in the morning. What time do you want to come?
Five.
For real? Ask your neighbor, are you serious? What did they say? It can work? Okay. All right. So then how about we come at 5:30. For 6. You know, I've been preaching for some years. I know from experience that people will come and they come and sleep on you because they didn't sleep enough. They just continue here, that's all. So I just want you to finish, wrap up all the sleep. Okay, so when you come, you're alert. So if you can make a little coffee before you come, that will help. Okay, and then whatever sleep is left, just put it for the drive back and the flight back. Okay, and so that we can make use of the time. Okay. All right, so 5:30 we start assembling, 6 sharp we take off. Is that okay?
Yes.
All right, I think it's fair, it's generous. We're not intending to finish the Bible. it's not like we're trying to complete the syllabus. Okay, so we'll do that. Amen?
Amen.
So have a good night. Well, how about we receive an offering? Let's just bless God with an offering tonight. Okay. So take out your phones, take out some cash, and let's bless God's work. Okay, Father, we thank you for a chance to be blessed.
Amen.
Thank you for the opportunity. In We pray, Lord, that you will stir up a blessing in our quarters. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So let's give.